Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Yeah, right.
That is weird. I was on.
What's wrong with that?
I was on a pizza page. Weird. Definitely not my fault. Some sort of a glitch in the system. Big story of the day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. In case you were wondering what the big story was, it's ice cream. I mean, it's not really a big story, but it's been bothering me all day. It's kind of a meltdown and a big story at the same time.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben and Jerry's, F off, okay? I'll never, look, overpriced anyway and overrated, you know? No way. What's the ice cream we get here all the time?
Bluebell?
Yeah.
Bluebell.
Give me Bluebell all day long. Because it tastes like the good old days. Ben and Jerry's always getting political with everything. But what they did on 4th of July flew under the radar for me. You know why? Because I don't follow Ben and Jerry. I don't follow them. I don't want to.
Why not?
Because they suck.
Oh.
Because they're always posting about anything but their goddamn ice cream. But Ben and Jerry's on 4th of July, they tweeted out that we should remember that this country was stolen from indigenous people. Oh, so they just cock out all over the United States, even though they're based in the United States. They make all their money in the United States. I'm so done with this kind of crap. People just thrive here, get really rich, selling stuff for way too much, and then do all over it. I hate when business owners do it. I hate it when actors and actresses and athletes do it. Like, you don't have to like this country. But you can also bounce, bitch. I'm not happy with everything going on. I don't think this country is where it should be. I don't think we've been as good as we have been in the past. I think, I would like to get back to that. It'd be great. In so many levels, you know, from the economy to, you know, the social status. You know, I'd like for everybody to calm the F down. But then you get these jerks. And then, Will, you put this in the prep. The tribe that is that Ben and Jerry's is on, their land, they want it back. Will,
yeah.
What did they say exactly to Ben and Jerry?
Well, the Ben and Jerry's put out a tweet, and they said that it was high time to recognize that the United States exists on stolen indigenous land, and that people should commit to returning it. So this tribe leader of the chief of the Newhegan.
And this is in Vermont, right? Yeah.
Newhegan Band of Cusack Abenaki Nation.
And dude, I love me some Cusack Abenakis, bro. I've hung out with them. They're partiers. They're good people.
His name's Don Stevens, which I like.
Hell yeah. Don Stevens is a good Native American name.
Sounds like the guy that was kicked out of Ben and Jerry. It was Ben and Jerry and Don's at one point, and are like, Don, this ain't working out.
Yeah.
You gotta let you go, Don Stevens.
But we need your land, dickhead.
But his tribe is always interested in reclaiming the stewardship of our lands. But the ice cream company has yet to contact them about the land that the Ben and Jerry's headquarters now sits on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Let's see if Ben and Jerry's, you know, has their money where their mouth is, quite literally, and gives the land back.
How did they propose we give land back? Because I
don't know.
If you're going by these principles, just go to every piece of land in the world, because at some point, land was conquered and taken. I mean, even before the indigenous people, they probably took it from somebody else. I don't know. We don't know.
Well, the tribes fought with each other. I mean, everybody
was
warring nation tribes that would fight each other. I love this story about here. There's the sacred lands up on Park Street in St. Petersburg. They have the mounds that are
there.
And there's a house that kind of sits on the property, and I can't tell you about it. And there's a story of Cabeza. And they got off right around St. Petersburg, started walking. Guy got lost, got enslaved by some Indian tribes. Then the Spanish came over and were like, hey, we're looking for gold. And the tribes were like, oh, we don't have that here, but the tribe up near Anquote,
yeah,
they have it. They have a bunch of it. And they said they're not giving it to you. So I don't know. You might want to go up there and check it out. So they just ratted them out so the Spanish would go slaughter their
It's a baller. It's a baller tribe. Move.
But that's just the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a gold? Complex history
yes.
that we have here. I hate the, you know, it was stolen. Yeah, I know there was some treaties that probably the United States government, you know, said, never mind, not going to do this.
We could just kick your ass and take it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's conquering land, finding land. It's not like they had states here that were set up and like, this is Florida. This is, here's our governor right here.
Right.
Like, it was just territory that people lived and they fought with each other.
Especially in that time. And you know, back when that was, you know, the 300-500 years ago, that's yeah. what you did.
They're, you know, the settlers or the colonizers, whatever you want to call them. I'm fine calling them colonizers. They just entered the fray. A new opponent spawned.
Yeah.
And they went, okay, now let's get it on. And fought. And, you know, we fought them for 400 years or so. And, mm-hmm. you know, kicked crap out of us for a long time. Us, in quotes, I'm saying us. I was still in, my family was in Hungary still. During this time. But anyway,
mine was in Ireland. Yeah.
Not important, but, you know, it just, they won the land, guys. I'm sorry.
Haven't you ever played Risk?
That's kind of, in a way, yeah, but it's just with real soldiers.
Yeah.
And real deaths, and, like, a lot of people died for the land.
It stinks.
It's the way the maps move,
yeah.
borders move. Look, even in the 1900s, look how borders moved. Prussia was a thing. Now, that's not a thing. Like, I don't know. I just don't have any time. It's just a very naive argument, in my opinion.
What does Ben and Jerry look to achieve by posting these things? Because, once again, you learn from other major American companies, when you piss off half of your base or more, it will cost you money. Do they think more people are going to go, you know what? Not only am I going to give my land back, I have a, you know, quarter acre in a subdivision that I heard used to be Native American land in the 1600s. Not only am I going to give it back and move my family into a trailer somewhere or maybe an RV, but I'm going to go buy some goddamn Ben and Jerry's ice cream for $8 a pint because I want to do the right thing, man. And I respect these guys. They care.
It's not like a... I mean, every college student has that point of view.
It's so crazy.
It's not like it's a niche opinion. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that share the sentiment that this company's kind of putting out there. But then when the chickens come home to roost and they're like, okay, well, we'll take this land that you're... And then they go, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to get back to you on that. So it's just mostly virtue signaling. No one actually is going to
exactly.
do it. But... It's like, I do like it when it's like, okay, well, now you got. Now
call
you
him
got
out.
Go ahead, give your land back, bitch.
I saw this TikToker was going up to people that were protesting to, you know, for immigration, you know, to open up the borders and, you know, like, you know, we need, you know, this country needs to bring in all the immigrants and all that. So they followed some of them home. And then one guy had a van full of, like, Hispanic dudes. And he goes, hey, man, he goes, you know, they were talking about, it was somewhere in New York, like, you know, housing immigrants and all that. He goes, I'm so glad you're for it because I have some right now. They really need a place to stay. Can they stay with you? And the guy's like, no. Mm-hmm. He's like, why? He goes, I don't have enough room. And he goes, right.
Yeah.
But this is what you want. Like, let them stay with you. And he's like, no, they can't stay here. And he goes, well, can I get some money so we can put them up in a hotel? You know, just give me your debit card. And the guy's like, no, get out of my yard. You know, he wanted nothing to do with it.
What do you call those? Those are, there's a certain terminology that's used for those type of beliefs, like beliefs of crap. I can't remember.
I know what you're saying. I think everybody knows what you're saying, but yeah.
Like comfort beliefs, like from your, you know, looking telescopically at the problem from your suburb, you're
right.
Like, we should take them all. And, okay, you want to take them? No.
Right.
It's like when they shipped him up to Martha's Vineyard, DeSantis and the Texas governor. And then they were like, oh, my God, this is awful. We're going to give you some food and get you a bus ticket and send you.
Yeah.
And it's just like, shut.
I mean, surface level, you want everybody to be treated great.
Absolutely.
You want everybody to be happy
that
and thrive.
That would be ideal.
But that's not real, you know?
There's resources. There's an issue.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't have room for him here. Yeah, we don't have room for him here either. Yeah, well, you need to open your heart.
Yeah.
We are good people, so we already are good. You need to get a little goodness.
What if the president, like, gave Ben and Jerry a cabinet position and said, okay, we're doing it. Figure it out. How can we give this land, all the land back to the people that you know,
they would probably just.
There's no way. Know,
they would still have their land, I'm sure, where their headquarters
but where's
are.
The, where's all the whites and the blacks? Where are we all going to go if we give all their land back?
It's just.
And the Hispanics, I'm sorry.
I wish I could remember that terminology, but it's just that it's a convenience belief. It's, I can look at it from far away and have this opinion. But if it ever happened on my doorstep, I'd be like, oh, no, you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go, my brother. I love you. And may God's will continue to carry you on. But you can't sleep here.
Yeah.
So.
And if they care so much, you know, why are you mentioning it just on certain holidays and things like that? Why isn't there like an NLM, Native American Lives Matter? Why isn't there a whole month? You know, why? Why aren't we doing more?
Oh, there
more?
Probably will be.
Why aren't we doing more?
I'm sure there probably is.
Do they have a nice, ice cream flavor for each tribe that got wronged? That'd be nice.
Yeah, and use that money to pay, you know, some sort of deed or title or something.
Something,
buy
dude.
Some of their land. I don't know, bro.
It's, I don't know.